You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. Weekend listeners to NPR know Tom Papa as the head writer of Live From Here with Chris Thiele, where he presents his wry take on the country in the Out in America segment.
Have you ever ordered so much food that the waitress asked if she should wait for your guest to arrive before bringing it out? I have. The waitress's name was Nayeli. She'd been serving waffles for tips for the past 6 years. She didn't plan on working here, but she ran into trouble after her divorce and grabbed the first job she could find. She said, you never plan these things, you just start, and before you know it, you're in some place longer than you want to be anywhere. A lot like marriage. She likes the people, and when the workday is done, it's really over. She said, no one ever emails a waitress in the middle of the night unless they're looking for some hanky-panky, and that's a message worth reading. Have you ever secretly fallen in love with a waitress in Indianapolis, tried to figure out a way to run away with her, and at that moment got a phone call from your wife? I have.
The New Jersey native is everywhere these days. Papa hosts Baked on the Food Network, a weekly comedy show on Sirius XM, authored Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas, a number one Amazon release last summer, and of course, he produces his own podcast. The Jersey boy is going to be visiting Boise on Saturday, March 29th for a performance at the Egyptian, and he joins us on the line now. Tom Papa, glad to have you here on Idaho Matters.
Happy to be there.
So you are one of those comedians that finds a lot of hilarity in even the most mundane of things. When do you know or recognize something that you want to riff on?
There's a couple ways. One is if it annoys me. if there's something that bothers me, I know that probably will be something that we all share and will be funny. And also if I haven't heard it before, or if I haven't, or if I haven't noticed that I heard it before, people just will have these funny expressions and things as I'm going through the airports and traveling around. And I'm constantly jotting down things that I overhear. And if I can put that into some kind of context, usually I can turn it into comedy.
Now, yeah, can you give me an example of an overheard thing that you've turned into a bit?
I'll give you one that I haven't turned into a bit just yet, but I'm just looking at my phone right now because that's where I write the stuff down most of the time. And I overheard a woman in the lounge at American Airlines saying, I watched a documentary on chimpanzees and they don't peel their bananas the way that we do. So I started doing it the way they do it. And it really works. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but something has to be done.
there's a lot to work with that one. So you do a lot.
Yeah.
You do. Go for it.
No, I was just going to say, so that's happening all the time. And you just got to kind of pick it out. And especially when I started doing the Live From Here show, even more than being just a stand-up comedian, I'm really now, like, the people that are around me and are talking into their phones or talking early morning on the plane next to me, those people who I used to find annoying, now I'm eavesdropping and writing things down.
Yeah, apparently, you know, airline lounges, hotspots of comedy gold.
Yeah, they are. Any place where people are forced to be, you're in good shape.
So you do a lot of radio work live from here. You do Wait, Wait on NPR as well. Come to Papa and the live version on Sirius XM. What is it about radio? When did you start behind the microphone and what keeps you coming back?
I don't know. It just kind of happened naturally. You know, the Sirius XM thing started as an interview show. And I would interview all these great comedians. I had Carl Reiner and Jerry Seinfeld and Mel Brooks and all these great people. But at a certain point, I ran out of people that I was interested in talking to. And I always really loved Prairie Home Companion and really was always a fan of that show. And Garrison Keillor as a writer was just so inspiring. So I started doing this live Come to Papa show, which was like a Prairie Home Companion with music and sketches and comedians, but tilted more towards the comedy side than the musical side. So then when Live From Here came around and Chris Thiele became the host and he wasn't really into the spoken word as much, he needed somebody to take it over. I had been basically training for that job for about 4 or 5 years. So it was like this perfect fit. So, you know, in answer to your question, I didn't plan for it. I just was a fan of radio. And here we are.
You just fell into it. We're fate prepared you perfectly.
Yeah, and I think for comedy, it's a real natural fit. I mean, it's funny in your intro you said, and of course he's doing a podcast, and it's pretty much on the resume of every comedian now. Everybody has a podcast, but it's kind of funny that we go all the way back to Jack Benny days where comedy and that intimacy of listening is such a perfect match. It's such a word-driven format that I think that it's just a natural place for comedians to live.
We're speaking with comedian Tom Papa. He's performing in Boise on Saturday, March 29th. We'd like to hear from you. Shoot us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or you can, of course, find us on Twitter at KBSX915. So, I mean, you've got Live From Here, you've got podcasts, you've written a book. I mean, you've done all sorts of things, and yet you still are touring regularly and performing across the country. For you, does it always come back to being live on a stage, to doing that sort of like physical one-on-one intimate with an audience comedy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what I've always wanted to be. That's what I primarily am when I'm at the doctor's office and have to fill out my occupation. I just pick out comedian because it's just the ultimate joy. I just love the shows. I love being with the people. Each night is completely different. And, you know, all of this other stuff, the radio and film and television and all of these things, they're all cool to do. But it's really just a way to get my name out there and have more people show up at the shows. I don't think I'll ever quit doing it.
Well, you touch on a lot of things in your comedy, but you do tend to stay away from the political. In the times we find ourselves, is it just sort of too easy these days, or is it just not something that you have a proclivity to go towards?
I don't like talking about things that don't last. I really like talking about family and big human things that we're all going to experience for years. And, you know, especially the news cycle now, these things last for minutes. You know, it used to be you do a political joke and it would be old after a month or so. Now you come up with a political joke. By the next day, it's already been done and it's old news. So I just don't feel like I want to do it. And there's also so much of it, you know, between every talk show and comedians that love talking about it and the nonstop stuff on your phone and cable. It's just this onslaught. It's like, I want my act to be a place where you can go and enjoy your life and be separated from all of that. And I really have people come up to me after my shows and they're like, thank you for not talking about Trump. It was so nice to sit for an hour and a half and not hear about it. So I'm happy to provide that service.
Well, not only that, I mean, you know, coming in the future, they're going to be walking out with knowing how to eat a banana like the chimpanzees.
Right, exactly. What's more important, the Mueller report or knowing how a chimpanzee eats a banana?
Truer words have never been spoken. Tom Papa is a comedian, master of many mediums, and is the head writer of NPR's Live From Here. He'll be in Boise on the 29th, performing at the Egyptian. Tom, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the support. Hopefully I'll see you at the show.